My Little Fortress, Teamwork is Magic, Chapter 1, by Axel and Wheel. You did what? The purple unicorn fumed, staring at Rainbow Dash angrily. Dash recoiled slightly, never seeing Twilight Sparkle this angry before. Well, I mean, Trixie is back, and you're the only one in Ponyville strong enough to duel her with magic, and I... She trailed off. Twilight let out an exasperated sigh. You can't just speak for me. I don't want to fight Trixie. Twi, last time you showed Trixie up by a mile and a half, I bet you could do it again. That was 6 months ago. She's probably gotten a lot stronger since then. Well, so have you, silly. Pinky rose out of a bowl of apples sitting on a nearby table. Twilight's anger subsided slightly as she wondered just how long Pinky had been in there. Pinky just stood beside her, munching an apple.
Come on, Twilight. It'll be fun, she said, mouthful.
Yeah, Twi. We've got till sunset to prepare, Dash chimed. Her brow furrowed, knowing that she really had no way out. If she declined, it would seem as if she was backing out. If there is one thing to never do, it was to back out of a challenge set up by someone like Trixie. And it would probably be fun. From Dash's explanation, Trixie just wanted to test her new magic. Twilight sighed.
Fine, but I'm still mad at you.
She trotted outside. At least there'll only be a few ponies there. Don't know why I thought that. The stands were filled with ponies, cheering for Twilight. How did you even get these stands to the outskirts of Ponyville?
Big Macintosh helped, Applejack said, motioning towards her brother. Now don't you worry, Sugarcube. We've all got your back.
Her friends sat on the sidelines, hooping and hollering. Even Fluttershy could be heard once in a while, and Angel sat on her head, waving a small flag.
Still no sign of Trick.
As if on cue, the blue unicorn appeared in a brilliant puff of smoke.
The great and powerful Trixie! Snips and Snails yelled in unison. The one and only! Now, Twilight Sparkle, are you ready for the duel? The rematch of the century?
Twilight sighed.
Ready as I'll ever be,
she said, as she lowered herself to the ground. Spike, Snips, and Snails all stood between the two. Spike turned to the crowd.
Fillies and gentle colts, welcome to the magic duel between our own Twilight Sparkle and...
The great and powerful Trixie!
Snips shouted. Spike shot him a glance.
Thank you, Snips, he said through gritted teeth.
Let's just have a good, clean match. And now, without further ado, let the duel begin!
They all ran to the sidelines opposite the bleachers. Trixie fired a blue beam at Twilight, who stepped out of the way swiftly. She responded in kind, hitting Trixie with a blast that made her stumble. Twilight charged at Trixie, her horn glowing with her next spell. Trixie regained her footing and smirked, firing a purple light. It hit Twilight and she teleported away, running into a tree.
Teleportation spells? Two can play that game.
She shot her own spell, putting Trixie up a tree. They kept throwing teleportation at one another, disappearing and reappearing all over the field. They finally ended facing each other, almost where they had started. They fired again. The beams collided in midair, growing into a large orb. They pushed all their energy into it, pushing it towards Trixie, then Twilight, then back.
Twilight! 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 Her friends cheered, stepping closer.
Trixie and Twilight pumped all their energy, panting. The ball grew giant, until finally... A bright light blinded Spike and the ponies for a minute. When they looked back, Trixie and Twilight were gone, along with the rest of Twilight's friends.
Twilight? Spike asked into nothing.
Trixie?
Snails looked around.
They're gone!
Someone in the stands shouted. The crowd gasped and started yelling.
Where'd they go? And what if they can't get back?
Spike fell to his knees, yelling at the sky.
No!
Twilight woke up, looking around groggily as she took in her surroundings. All her friends were scattered to and fro. They were in a mostly white room, with a few benches, a large cabinet, and some cubbies holding strange equipment that she didn't recognize. There was a large metal door in one direction, and a small room opposite it she could see through the glass doors. In the small room, Dash was up against a wall. Every pony else was in the main room, Applejack on top of the cabinet, Fluttershy and Angel under one of the benches, Rarity against one of the walls, and Trixie in the middle of the floor. She searched for Pinky, then became aware of something heavy on her back. With a quick glance, she found her pink friend had somehow landed on top of her. Wait, she thought, now a little more conscious. She didn't know what this place was. It didn't look like any place she'd ever been before, and no pony was around. The spell, she yelled at herself. Stupid! You never cross teleportation spells! She shifted, and Pinky slid off her back and landed on the floor with a thud. Even with the fall, though, she was still out cold. Always was a heavy sleeper. Twilight started walking around, waking her friends up one by one. Applejack nearly fell off the cabinet, but got down safely. Every pony looked around, slightly scared and confused. Except Pinky. She handled the situation with her own usual energy. "Any pony seen Dash?" Pinky asked. Twilight pointed out to the room, and Pinky trotted towards the door. She didn't realize that it only opened from the inside until she smacked into it. "How are we supposed to wake Dash up if we can't get in?" "Ah, let her sleep. She'll wake up eventually," Applejack looked around. "Any pony know where we are?"
"Well, wherever it is, it's positively filthy. Just look at all this grime on the floor." Rarity lifted a hoof in disgust.
Applejack rolled her eyes.
Girls?
Fluttershy mumbled, unheard. Trixie spoke over Fluttershy.
Well, maybe.
No, you have no right to talk. You're the reason we're here at all.
Me?
Girls?
What kind of fool counters teleportation with teleportation? You're lucky we didn't end up in the walls. Didn't they teach you that wherever it is you learn magic?
I wouldn't have had to if you hadn't...
She was cut off by a gruff throat being cleared. A rather short man wearing overalls and a hard hat looked at the ponies with a shotgun in his hands, finger on the trigger. Fluttershy mumbled,
I tried to warn you.